Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. A very good morning to you. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Welcome in our guy on the line right now, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today, BetMGM.com. And be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast. Listen to Nick's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you get your podcast. Hello, happy Thursday to you, Nick. Week 3's here.
What's up, everybody? Great to be on with you. Love the Fabulous coming back from break there. A little New York City flavor.
There
Love
you go.
It.
That's why we did it.
Just for you.
Yep, it's for you. All right.
I don't think that's true, but I do appreciate it.
No, it is. It's in the rotation.
We just go with it.
We did. I mean, come on. Even if we did it by accident, just sell it. Come on. All right, Nick, here we are. Steelers, Browns. The Steelers' offense is abysmal. You have hated Trubisky for a long time as a football player and said he's not going to get it done, and you've been right to this point. What do you see tonight up there?
Well, I do think, and I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, I think this is very likely to be Mitch Trubisky's last game as the Pittsburgh starter. Now, maybe they win the game and like Mike Tomlin's like, oh, well, we're going to keep him rolling next week against the Jets. If Mitch is not good tonight and the Steelers lose the game, I think it's very likely that Kenny Pickett's the starter week 4. I think it makes sense, right? Like, short week here against a division rival on the road, like to start Trubisky here. But then with 10 days to prepare and like the Jets coming at home next weekend, so that's kind of like the storyline I'm looking for, like football-wise out of this game, is I think like if I had to bet, I think this is Mitch's last game as a starter for Pittsburgh and we'll see Pickett in week number 4 against the Jets. And I think that should excite Steelers fans because I think Pickett is going to be awesome. And I think Trubisky's not very good. And I think the first couple games have kind of borne that out, as has his entire career. But as far as betting this game goes against the spread, I like Pittsburgh a little bit here. I think the Browns should be about a 3 or 3.5 point favorite in this game. They're 4.5. So I think there is a little bit of quote unquote value with the Steelers here and what, you know, should be a really low scoring game. And I know both of Cleveland's games this year, guys, have gotten loose. 31-30 last week against the Jets, 26-24 week 1 against the Carolina Panthers. There is like wind expected in the forecast, and I think kind of, and I talk about this every year with you guys, right? It's a misnomer, right? Where it was like, oh, well, rain or snow is going to screw up a total. It's not really rain or snow. You can play in the rain or the snow. Actually, almost like helps the offense. Wind is what really screws things up because like, you can't throw the football unless you have Josh Allen, right? Someone who can really sling it through the wind. 20-mile-per-hour winds expected tonight. We'll see what happens over the course of the day, but I think like it's a lower scoring game. I would take the points with the Steelers here. It's not one of my favorite bets of the week. And if I had to play one prop tonight, it would be the Freiermuth over. The Browns really get slammed by opposing tight ends. If Trubisky's not going to be able to sling it down the field to Deontay Johnson and company, I think Freiermuth could potentially have a big game catching the football here for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nick, this game has gotten chippy in the past. I mean, this rivalry has gotten, you know, I mean, cheap shots. A lot of things have gone into these games between the Steelers and the Browns. Over, under, over obviously being yes, under being no. Does something outlandish happen in the game tonight? What does Nick think?
I mean, no, I think probably like we saw probably the height of that with Myles Garrett with the assault. The fame at the helmet swing at Mason Rudolph, right? I don't think we'll see anything in this game tonight. Like, these are two teams that are not, I don't think, going to make the postseason here. I would say under on, like, insane things happening during the game tonight.
When you look at the anytime touchdown scorer market, Nick, because I know you like to handicap that one on some games, do we hope for more if we're betting? As a Steelers fan, I don't hope for more, but do we hope for more from Nick Chubb, who's the only minus money in that market, or do you like somebody else at plus money?
Yeah, I do like somebody else at plus money, and I'm looking at BetMGM right now to see what the price is here. Let's see where my guy Harrison Bryant is. He's the number two tight end here. Yeah, he's about 5-1 right now at MGM. Like, you could price shop and see what you can get here on Harrison Bryant. He's Cleveland's second tight end, and he's gotten red zone targets in each of the first two games. He had two red zone targets last week from Jacoby Brissett, and that's really, like, what we're looking for if you want a long shot in the anytime touchdown market. You want a player that's not being thought of, right, that has red zone usage and a potential path to opportunity here. And with the way the Browns want to play, especially when they get down in the green area, right, which is Chubb and Hunt, and then probably like two tight ends, maybe Amari Cooper gets involved. Like, I think Harrison Bryant is the guy that makes all the sense in the world as an anytime touchdown guy tonight at 5-1. Also, like, Jaylen Warren is not terrible. Now, you would think that Najee Harris is going to get carries for the Steelers down by the goal line, but Warren's gotten red zone touches in each of the first two games here. Harris is obviously not like fully 100% here. I don't think Warren's a terrible anytime touchdown play, but if I had to go with a long shot, guys, it would be Harrison Bryant.
Just looking ahead to the weekend here, Nick, Bills on the road in Miami, a 6-point favorite. I know that they've been the class of the NFL to this point, but with Miami's improvement, how do you like that game?
Yeah, I like Miami like a good amount in this game here. I'm not saying Miami's going to win, but I do like Miami to cover. And Buffalo got a really troublesome injury report yesterday. We know Dane Jackson, like, a really scary injury on Monday night. Thankfully, he avoided serious injury, but he's obviously not going to play in this game. Both of Buffalo's safeties popped up on the injury report yesterday, Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. And this is bad news, right? Buffalo's already down its number one corner, Tre'Davious White, who tore his ACL on Thanksgiving last year. And they're going to have to go up against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Now, Buffalo's pass rush is ferocious, and they've been getting home without having to blitz, and like, that's a credit to Von Miller. But with the way that Mike McDaniel calls this Miami offense, all the quick passes with Tua to Tyreek and Waddle here, I'm not saying Miami's going to win this game, just that I think Miami's a really good bet at 6 or above here. Now, at 6 at BetMGM, there are places where you could catch like a 6.5 here. That number is very important. I make Buffalo about a 4.5-point favorite in this game, so I do think that Miami 6 is a valuable bet. I would never bet Buffalo at any of these numbers that we're ever going to get to here. I know it stinks because Buffalo's been awesome. We've bet them the first two games of the season. They've been really impressive in both. But in this one, it has to be the Miami Dolphins or nothing. 6 is the number you're looking for if you want to bet the game.
Colts suck. I mean, they're bad. 6.5 enough against Kansas City?
Yes, if you get 6.5. I bet 7 on Sunday night. We talked about this last week. After Kansas City's Thursday night win, like, the look ahead, and like, look aheads are pretty stupid because like, they're incorrect numbers and you can't bet into them really. But sometimes like, you can kind of catch a glimpse into like what sports books are thinking, right? The look ahead for this game was Kansas City -3. Kansas City has looked awesome the first 2 weeks of the season. Indianapolis has couldn't looked worse. This number was 7 on Sunday, so we all grabbed a piece and we talked about this on You Better You Bet on Monday of Indianapolis +7. At 5.5, this is not a bet for me here, and that's what I see right now at BetMGM. If a 6 pops, and I think it will, I think Kansas City will draw some more interest here. You have to think about this, like, people listening, if you ask like all your friends, like, and maybe they're like, I don't know how many of them gamble, but ask your friends, like, who would you rather bet in this game, KC or Indy? 100% of them are going to say Kansas City. The Chiefs are going to draw interest in this game. I think this gets pushed up back over 6. Maybe we see a 6.5. And at that point, I know it sucks, and like, this is not a bet that people want to make, but Indianapolis is like the only bet to make there. It doesn't mean that they're going to cover or win the game. Kansas City could win the game by 30. Just like I'm saying, like, it is definitely a valuable bet to make, Indianapolis at 6 or better. So close your nose special, Colts at +6 or better on Sunday against the Chiefs.
Nick, again, another game that sticks out to me this Sunday is the Lions getting 5.5 against the Vikings. What do you think about that one?
I love Minnesota. I'm seeing if you can get 5.5, like, I love that bet. Now, there are a couple things working against each other here. I mean, Minnesota should score a million points in this game on Detroit. Like, there's no question about it here. And I think Minnesota's defense, like the Lions' offense is not going to be able to rip off multiple 50-yard plays per game like they have the first two games of the season, and I like the Lions. So, like, Minnesota is actually my biggest number edge of the week. I think the Vikings should be close to a 10-point favorite in this game. You get them at 5.5, I mean, that's an outstanding bet to make. Now, I think what will make some people nervous, and it makes me nervous here, right? And I like the Vikings in the game. I bet them in the game already. The Lions are like the try-hard superstars. Like, at the end of the game, they're going to be down by, you know, 13 points and driving to potentially cover the spread, or down by 10 and driving to potentially cover the spread. And you know that Dan Campbell's never going to stop until the game hits triple zeros here. So it makes you a little bit nervous. But the Vikings are the only side I would bet in this game. Again, like, I have a massive, massive number difference in this game. I think the Vikings should be close to 10. I think this point spread, honestly, is crazy. Maybe I'm the crazy one and the Lions will just win. I love Minnesota on Sunday.
Give me your outlook on both of the other AFC North games that we'll have on Sunday. Bengals laying 5.5 or 6 at the Jets, and the Raiders have the Patriots, who were just here last week. Ravens just laying 2.5 on the road, but both of these low totals, too, it looks like.
Yeah, let's start with the Patriots and the Ravens. I love New England in this game. I think the Patriots are going to win the game outright. I also think this game, if people out there, if you agree with me and you like New England, the time to bet them is now. This number is going to come off 3 and is going to go down to 2.5 most likely. If you like the Ravens and you disagree with me, I would wait a little bit and you will get a better number with Baltimore. I think you'll get a 2.5. I think the Ravens should be favored in the game, but I think it should be less than 3. So I think 3 becomes valuable. I think Mac Jones is going to be awesome coming up on Sunday. I think he's going to rip up this Ravens secondary, and I understand that he doesn't have the weapons that Tua does here. But I think this is a good game for Mac and the Patriots offense. I think the Patriots are going to win this game against the Ravens. I love New England to +3. Cincinnati and the Jets, I like Cincy a lot here, and it may sound counterintuitive, like the Jets coming off the win, obviously, against Cleveland. The Bengals have been brutal to start the season. I think it is worth noting, and like a lot was made about Cincy's revamped offensive line. They had to deal with arguably the two best defensive players in football the first 2 weeks of the season, right? And TJ Watt, and then Micah Parsons, who honestly, like, and I'm a Giants fan saying this, he looks like young Lawrence Taylor. I'm not saying he's going to be LT or he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, but he's a game wrecker. These are guys that, like, destroy the game on every single play for an opposing offense. And while the Jets defense has the potential to be decent, right, rushing the passer here, like they don't have TJ Watt or Micah Parsons. So I think this is a bounce back spot for Joe Burrow. I think the Bengals should be a 7-point favorite in this game. So anything below 6, I feel like, is green light go for Cincinnati here. So I like the Bengals laying it against the Jets. And I think the Patriots will beat the Ravens outright on Sunday.
Twitter brought to you by Southhills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. 2-minute warning for you, Nick. Rip through them. What do you got? Your best bets this week.
All right, well, let's go in like reverse chronological order. Monday Night Football, my Giants hosting the Cowboys. This number opened 3. Like, that was insane. It's now down to 1. That's where the number should be. Like, no play on that right now. Maybe tease Dallas if it gets into range. But, and by range, I mean like +1.5, +2, or +2.5. That number is about right now. This is like, speaking of like the close your nose specials, this one will make you sick. The Denver Broncos are 1.5-point home dogs against San Francisco on Sunday night. It's Denver or nothing. Like, Denver should be favored in this game. Denver's not anymore because of how brutal the Broncos have looked and how bad Coach Hack, I refuse to call him Coach Hackett until he starts making better in-game decisions. He's been terrible here. It's Denver or nothing, though, for me on Sunday night. I want to see if I can get, like, a 3 with Denver here. So it's going to be Broncos or nothing. Also, like, we gave you the Steelers and Panthers last week as a teaser. This week, the teaser will be, I forget which Super Bowl it was, maybe the Super Bowl 32 Memorial teaser. That will be Packers and Broncos, guys. If you can get the Packers up to like +7.5 and the Broncos up to +7.5, Green Bay in Tampa, Denver hosting San Francisco in low totaled games, I think that's about, honestly, is about as good as it gets. Also, let's see, Philly and Washington. Philly's a 6.5-point road favorite at the Commanders. That's a bet for me on Washington. I think if you like Washington, you can wait and you'll get a 7 here. This is like gone way too far here. Philly is better. I don't think Washington's going to win the game, but this number should never be 6.5 or 7. I think Carson Wentz can actually move the ball on this Philadelphia defense here. So 6.5, I like Washington. 7, I love Washington coming up against Philly. Carolina +3 at home as a dog against the New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston literally has a fractured back. I'll take Carolina as a 3-point home underdog in that game against the quarterback again with a fractured back. And then I'll lay it with the Raiders on the road.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At the Tennessee Titans. This is a game where I think that a lot of people will disagree with me. Professional bettors will disagree. I think Tennessee is dreadful. I think there's a chance Tennessee has the worst record in the NFL this season. You already saw Tannehill get pulled from a game that happened on Monday night against the Bills. This is going to be a lost season for the Titans. Tannehill's not their quarterback. They don't believe in him anymore. They might as well play Malik Willis. It may happen sooner rather than later. I would lay the Raiders at any number lower than 3 on the road in Tennessee.
Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Thank you, Nick. Rip through it. Tell the people the tagline that they love here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And I honestly think Steelers fans, this is going to sound insane, I hope you cover the spread. Lose by 3 tonight. I think the Steelers losing tonight is in the best long-term interest of the franchise. Get Trubisky out and get Kenny Pickett in there and let the kid play. I want to see that week 4 against the Jets.
Subtle opinion from Nick. He's real subdued. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. As always, the best. Host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Yeah, maybe you lost a job recently and it wasn't quite fair, right? Maybe you felt like you got pushed out. Maybe you were an offensive coordinator or quarterback somewhere. And maybe you're just average everyday Joe Blow like you or me. And you lost a job. You got an employment issue you need to take care of. Could be something more serious like a divorce or custody issue. Could be a criminal matter, a DUI. Nearly any legal situation you can think of, you need an attorney. You going to trust that to just some random internet search? No. Trust the Allegheny County Bar Association and their lawyer referral service. They are the trusted source for finding the right attorney for your specific case. Give them a call, 412-261-5555, or go to getapittsburghlawyer.com. Tell them your situation. They then place you with an attorney best equipped to handle your specific type of case, and there's no cost to use the service, plus a free 30-minute consultation with your lawyer as well. The Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service. Next time you need an attorney, 412-261-5555 or getapittsburghlawyer.com.
Pirates lost to the Yankees last night 14-2. Steelers and Browns tonight 8:15. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. It's Crowley here for the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me right freaking now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I recommend because it's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. It's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, not an out-of-state operation. Parks is based right here in PA. Black and gold right now, 4.5-point underdog on the road at Cleveland. Over under 38.5. I love the under. Check out same game parlays by clicking on the SGP icon on the Bet Parks app. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded inside credit. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something happened in the restroom. This is only men can relate to this.
Uh-oh.
Text us all about it. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So I'm going to get into this, and we'll get back into Matt Canada, and a win is a win is a win in just a moment. Make our picks before the hour's out. That'll be our epic ending for today. But so envision this. And look, all guys have been there, I think. So I have this, I guess it's a fear, but I continue this behavior all the time. So you're standing at the urinal by yourself in the bathroom. No one else is in there. And you're looking at your phone because we have to look at our phones all the time. We don't have a lot of free time. So we look at our phone during the break, see if your wife texted you, if something's going on with the kids at school, whatever. But as you're doing your business, you're looking at your phone. Well, this happened again. Somebody walked in to the bathroom who I didn't know. Okay, with somebody, I think they were on the wrong floor.
Okay.
So they walked in. I always am fearful, though, if that person realizes I'm looking at my phone or if they think I'm taking pictures of myself.
Yeah.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
I worry about that every time.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, and so it's just, I almost want to say, hey, I'm texting my wife back. I'm not taking pictures of my area.
I didn't even think of that.
Crowley, didn't you even say something like that to me a couple weeks ago?
I sure did, my man, because every time someone walks in and I'm in that position, guys, I feel the same way.
How come you never said anything to me?
My Johnson.
You've walked in and I've been on my phone.
Yes.
Well, I know what you're up to. You're taking pics.
He was just checking with me to see if I was doing it too.
I didn't need the confirmation, Dort.
But it won't stop me from the behavior. From browsing my phone, looking at my phone, sending text back as I'm going to the bathroom, which is probably not the most, it's the cleanliest behavior. I wash my hands, I put my phone back in my pocket, it is what it is. But I'm waiting for somebody to say, sir, are you photographing yourself? And I don't know what my response would be. The response is no.
Well,
but
now, if somebody were to stop you while you were doing that, that means their eyes went from up to down to see what you're doing. And then you could be like, are you looking at me?
Well, because I flip it around and I say, if I walked in and didn't know somebody and they're holding their phone, like, and especially now that my eyes have gone in 2 years' time. So I got a strain to look at my phone, but I refuse to be the guy that puts it on like Ron Cook font. Where there's only three letters on your screen at
Ron
a time.
Catching strays.
He does. If you ever look at his phone, he's like three letters at a time on his screen. That's how big the font is. So I can't put it there, so I look at the thing, but I switch it, and I think if I walked in on somebody and they're like looking at their phone real weird and their manhood's out, I'm thinking like, what are they?
Are they taking a picture of
them? Correct. That's what I would think of them.
I've never thought that one time, and now I'm going to think about that all day.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Every time. Every time I wonder, is this guy going to say, hey, pal, keep it to yourself. Go into the stall to do that.
It's a weird place to take a picture like that, though. Like, I wouldn't want to do it.
But the problem is when you're standing there, your phone is kind of, you're holding it kind of right in that position where you would be
taking a picture.
Taking a picture of it.
Yes. So. And there's like semi, like half wall divider kind of things. But
yeah.
I think weird. And that's one of the things where weird.
I'm right there with you. I don't think that's weird.
Yeah, I get nervous that somebody's going to be like, hey, that guy was in there. That guy from the radio was in there taking pictures of himself. He think he's a urologist? I mean, what's going on with this guy?
I'm just not looking at somebody like that much whenever I'm going into
I'm a no conversation guy in the bathroom unless
I'm
I know
just
you.
Like, hey, like you got to do what you got to do, man. Like, I'm over here whizzing.
So, Crowley, you've had that thought before?
Oh, all the time.
Really? So I'm the only one.
Well, I've thought about it a lot recently because I still don't know everybody around here, and I just hope that they know that I'm not.
You don't need to get to know them. Just get to know the people you need to get to know.
That's fair.
Yep, fair point.
They've already judged you anyway, right. Crowley, with your West Virginia gear on constantly.
Yeah, you're there. You're there. They think of you what they're going to think of you. A win is a win is a win is a win. Let's discuss coming up next. Envision something tonight, and we do make our picks before we get out of here. Adam, tell us.
You know what? I appreciate that, Colin. I told the people last break by mistake. Bet Parks. It's a great app. You should download it. Promo code TheFan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I'd want to go see Bare Naked Ladies, but they've got, like, that Ed Robertson guy that's the singer. Is that his name? But then Stephen Page was the other singer, but then Stephen Page goes on tours himself and does Bare Naked Ladies songs, but Ed Robertson, I think that's his name, he's the other singer. They were, like, they had, like, a falling out, and they used to have two singers, and now they kind of only have one. So I don't know what incarnation it is of the Bare Naked Ladies, but they had it going in the 90s. They were, like, Canada's hottest band.
You loved them, right, Chris?
Not a fan.
Oh, I love the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. I kind of did, too.
Yeah, I'm digging this promo every time it runs. I know. I get all jacked up.
I don't need to hear 1 week for the 73rd millionth time.
But that album, Gordon, was really good. But I don't think that Stephen Page is with them anymore. So I don't know. When is that concert? Because you love it?
It's hard to say.
Right. Okay.
Good work by
it's
you.
It's all been done. Anyway, so I might, I don't know. Maybe I'll get tickets to go see that. Who knows? Matt Canada, he had this to say about Mitch Trubisky. Is Mitch Trubisky too careful?
It's a fine line. I mean, what's the line? What it is? When we don't win, the answer would be yes. If we do win and we protect the ball, then it's no. So we just have to keep going and keep building trust. You know, your word there with each other and where the guys are going to be. And statistical data, if you turn the football over, the odds of winning aren't very good. We had two last week, one with us. Things don't help you. The week before, clearly we had none and didn't play well enough on our side, but they had five and we somehow won the game. Possessing the football is the number one goal, so I don't want to like diminish that point, but we got to make sure he feels comfortable playing.
What if they win tonight and it looks exactly like the win before and the offense sputters and it's terrible and it putters around and it can't do anything and the defense leads them? Do we need to come in here tomorrow and be critical? Because I tell you what, I'm gonna find it hard to do that. I am in win is a win is a win is a win mode, full stop.
I would come in, and if that was the case, I'd be critical because what are you going to do next? Like, what have you proven that for me to believe in that you're going to keep winning like the way that you're winning? Because that's not, to me, that's not going to last a long time. So I would still be critical if that's what the case was.
Well, yeah, and I think we'll still have our criticisms of Canada and the offense and Trubisky if it struggles, but I'm also going to look at it from the perspective of, hey, before the season started a few weeks ago, I had this penciled in as a W. The way they played, especially against New England, I had swung back to viewing it as an L, and if they somehow go up to Cleveland and win tonight, I will view that, regardless of how ugly it is, as a positive. I don't care how ugly the game may get. If it ends up as a W instead of an L, then that's a positive for me.
I'll be happy if they get the win, but I'll be happier if they score two offensive touchdowns in the process, and it'll make me feel a little bit better about the trajectory of this team if they show improvement, because they haven't shown improvement on the offense. It's been just as bad in both games.
What if they score 30 and still lose?
If they score 30 and lose, I honestly might be more inclined to believe in this team.
Right.
Because I don't believe that they can score 30 points. If they show me they can do that, even if the defense faltered, I think the defense could right the ship. But I'd see the offense take a step forward, and I'd be elated by that, actually.
See, I am full in on results matter, and that's the only thing that matters right now. And I'll talk about next week when next week comes. Dorn, I appreciate and understand exactly where you're going with this. And how does that show me any trajectory moving into next week or whatever? This team, for me, is the most week-to-week, day-by-day team that maybe I've ever seen in my life consuming the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's kind of like, all right, we'll worry about that when we get there. Is there still enough gas in the car, and is there an oil leak at all? We just need to get to the next destination, and the next destination will be the Jets. Yeah. And if the Steelers can win by any matter, by any means necessary, then I take it and I say, that's a positive. There, I get it that there would be things to work on, but if they win 3-0 tonight and the offense accumulates 82 yards in offense, I just go, man, I can't complain. Because the end result was they just needed to win in the division game.
In the beginning of the year, did we have this game as a W? Because, I mean, they are good against a backup quarterback.
I did. No,
they had this. You had everybody had the Cincinnati game as a loss, though.
Right.
True. True. That's very true. But, you know, I kind of go into each. Again, after the New England game, I wouldn't even say after the New England game, about halfway through the New England game, my opinion on this one against the Browns had probably turned. You know, I didn't feel confident in a win at all. So if they saw, and I still don't feel confident in a win, to be honest, because the Steelers' offensive problems have proven to be a bigger elephant in the room for them than, say, the Browns blowing a 2-touchdown lead in the last 90 seconds last Sunday against the Jets. That's a momentary lapse, if you want to call it momentary, a brief lapse, and their defense falls apart and they give up a lead to the Jets. The Steelers, much bigger issues in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so I would be maybe not ecstatic. Yeah, no, I would be. I'd be excited with a win regardless of how it comes because I do not expect them to get it.
I just feel, you know, it just reminds me of whenever they went undefeated, what, 2 years ago, right? I mean, I just feel that those games didn't matter because we knew what the proof was of the Steelers. We knew what they were, even though that they were winning. It was like, oh, they're still undefeated, but, yeah, you know, they're barely winning these games, and how are they doing it? That's just – what comes to mind when I think of these games is, like, if they win, it's like, yeah, you still know what they are. And it's just, when is that gas going to run out?
See, I just can't get there because if that's the gauge, I've got to live in the now with this team. Because if that's the gauge that we marry ourselves to, then just one fan base is happy all year. And that's, and you don't find out until the end. And that's the Super Bowl winner. You know, like, I just, I gotta live in the now, right now. And for the now, and I get it. I get that this organization needs an overhaul. I get it needs a new quarterback at some point. I get it sure as hell needs a new offensive coordinator. I have now resigned myself to the fact of living in the now. And in the now, today, the 22nd day of September, they just got to go up and find a way to beat Cleveland.
Right, and because I won't delude myself into believing that those changes are going to come anytime soon.
Correct, because they've told us and hinted to us it's not happening.
Right. So get the win however you got to get the win.
But in the hypothetical, so if they win ugly, okay, fine, they win ugly. But if they lose pretty, I think it would change my trajectory. Because here's what I believe. I think that's well said by you, Colin, talking about this team winning ugly. I do think you can win ugly enough to get to 9 games. If you show me that you can score some points, maybe to me the ceiling changes. Because I just don't believe they can do that.
I just think maybe in looking at this and really having a look and using hindsight, that there's a lot of people complaining, me included, right? And then we catch ourselves and say, but didn't everybody have this team as a 500 team anyway? We can complain right, and we can want it to get better, but when we get to December and January, when we get there, and it's all said and done, they're probably going to be 9-8 or 8-9. And if you polled everybody out on the street or they called 412-928-9370 or you walked around the press box just a month ago and said, what do you think the Steelers' record is going to be? They said 9-8 or 8-9.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to arrive at the destination that we thought it was. It's a matter of the Steelers organization making the dedication to try to get them out of that rut.
I think that people are complaining now because people did have 9-8, you know, 8-9, that area, but they were like, because of the offensive line. And the fact that the offensive line isn't what's wrong, is what's on people's mind. It's like, we weren't even thinking about this being an issue. We weren't even thinking about Mitch Trubisky in the offensive coordinator not being able to throw to the middle of the field, not being able to make plays downfield. We thought the offensive line was going to be so bad, so that's why we put them here. And the offensive line is somewhat doing their job, and what we thought was going to be isn't that. I think that's why people are complaining.
That one of the best players in football is injured. And for 6 minutes and 31 seconds, another football team held the football and went down the field.
Great point.
I don't think that happens if TJ Watt's healthy.
Great point.
I think a stop happens, a sack happens, a hurry happens, a running back gets hit in the backfield, and that might turn into a win just the other day, and the ball isn't possessed that long. That's my thought on that. I'm not trying to make this sunshine and roses.
And we're still
going to
complain about the offense.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, we still would.
Rightly so.
But that's a great – I didn't even – that's a great point.
You know, but the flip side of it is this. The Steelers are maybe the best at the most athletic catch in team history away from being 0-2. Deontay Johnson maybe made the most athletic catch in Steelers history. If he doesn't make that, they're 0-2. And it's wild.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I just want to win tonight. Yeah. Any way you can have it, and I promise you.
You'll figure it out from there.
I'll probably go back on this, but I promise you I won't complain tomorrow. I promise you. I promise you. If they win any way that they can.
You won't complain once.
I won't complain tomorrow.
Are we allowed to hold you to strictly hold you to this?
Absolutely.
A win is a win mode.
Sunshine and rainbows tomorrow.
There we are. Yep. We're going to have it. Our prediction coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Steelers, Browns, tonight, 8:15. Maybe wash the taste of the Yankees 14 bucks 2 out of your mouth. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Bum, 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 bum. So, you know, we don't need to play the sounder and everything with epic ending. Our epic ending is just, we'll just do the prediction one. Can we do the prediction one, Crowley, or do we just skip it? What do we do, huh?
We can do it.
Let's do the prediction. Well, what's our prediction? Epic ending. Here we go. We'll make our prediction on the Steeler game tonight. This counts in our overall total, so we'll have six games this week that we'll pick. So, let's go. What did we learn? We learned a whole lot. So, a prediction. Let's go. What you got here?
We're going with 4.5. Is that
four
the spread?
Four and a half? 1.5.
Yep.
Yes.
4.5. Steelers getting 4.5.
Okay. Uh-huh. I have the Browns winning 21-17. Steelers cover. Browns win.
Okay.
Nice. Short and sweet.
What is it? 21-17?
Yep.
21-17. You have the Browns winning.
Yep.
Okay. Oh.
I know.
Crowley,
you're going to have two football games on simultaneously, two teams near and dear to your heart, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the West Virginia Mountaineers. What would the West Virginia score need to get to for you to turn it off?
There's no turning it off.
No?
Never.
Okay.
No. They blew it against Pitt. They can blow it against everyone.
Well,
so.
Forget Pitt. They lost to Kansas in football.
Good point by you. Kansas is winning the whole thing this year. You heard it here first.
I hope they do. Can we get their coach?
Leipold.
Yeah, we have given him more publicity than people in Kansas have given him.
Can he coordinate an offense?
Oh, yes, he can. Little triple option stuff he had against West Virginia.
They haven't won that much since Mangino was there. And doesn't Mangino look like the logo of Fatheads?
Yes.
Yes, he does. They're 4-6 on the way to bowl eligibility if they beat Duke this week.
Exactly. Like, they may have even used him. He looks dead on the logo for Fatheads and Southside. Oh, anyway, what's your Steeler prediction?
Yeah, I got the Brownies winning 20-17, so the Steelers cover. The Browns, third best in the league time of possession. Steelers, 30th. I think they run the ball on Pittsburgh. That last 6:33 of the game still stuck in my craw. They know who they want to be. The Steelers don't, so I have the Browns winning 20-17.
Yeah, we're very thorough. Kind of in the same lane here. Cleveland, 20-16, so I have the Steelers covering as well, the 4.5. I think similarly to Crowley that it'll be – obviously, we all think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Browns actually come from behind and get a game-winning drive late after a Trubisky turnover.
I have Steelers 20, Cleveland Browns 19 on a Boz walk-off from pretty deep, too. Mm. And I'll add to it, maybe a Boz miss, but someone was offsides or something crazy happened. And the Boz reload and then makes it a second time. Or somebody called a timeout as Boz was kicking and missed it to try to ice him. Then he gets a second chance and makes it. 2019 Boz walk-off.
No complaining from Colin tomorrow, too.
And I'm not going to complain because they won. So there it is. Great stuff. Let's get out of here. Let's watch some football tonight. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too. You find it, Sun Chevrolet. Storms, they're out of here. It's going to be a little cooler today. A lot cooler. Highs only in the 60s.
That's the weather.
Oh, you hear me talk about it every day. Cool Home Loans. I've known Rob Cole, the owner of Cool Home Loans, since we were kids, and I trust him and his team to provide Pittsburghers with the best service in the home loan and refinancing industry. I'm in the process of refinancing my mortgage with Cool Home Loans, and let me tell you, the experience has been nothing short of fantastic. Head on over to their website at coolhl.com. That's coolhl.com. Or call Rob at 412-223-5403. NMLS number 205114.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.